You wanna get lost in the night, gotta give into the feeling. You wanna get lost in the feeling, gotta give into the night. When somebody turned around and gave you something to believe in, you get something to prove. Ooh. You gotta lay it on the line and hope it don't get too heavy. He said, Mama, you're the ground I'm walking. I don't get a straight line if we aren't going steady. I gotta get lost in the night, gotta give into the feeling. I wanna get lost in the feeling, wanna give into the night. And I stole an ibuprofen from the bathroom, cause I needed it, I felt it already. Oh, and it ain't worth it. Listen, I don't wanna argue, cause I know that when we get there, we get out of control. When I wanna say my part, and then you take it all too hard, and then we get on a roll. I wanna get lost in the night, gotta give into the feeling. I wanna get lost in the feeling, gotta give into the night. We keep working up to nothing, I can feel the closure coming up from deep.
Well, well, well.
Welcome
to the best hour of your freaking life, because it is time for Preserve Jams. This is Anna. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And I'm Jess.
And I am Vib.
We have two very, very special guests. We're going to chit-chat, but first listen to this new song by Lake Street Dive. It's really good.
I didn't feel any pain. Can't even see in my tears on the pages. Nothing's jogged my mind. I'm running through all those memories of the spring of '99. Friday night's been
That's a new song by Lake Street Dive off their new EP, Freak Yourself Out. And fun fact, Jess and me and Rohini, we all went and saw, not Saba.
What about Malika?
Oh, and Malika. Yeah, and Malika too. We all went and saw Lake Street Dive at the Wang Theater, and we were in like the nosebleed seats, but it was absolutely the most incredible live concert I've seen in a while.
I know how much you love taped concerts, so that's really big of you.
That was a joke. She was making a joke for everyone who is not looking deep into her beautiful brown eyes.
We're both looking into them right now.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're tuning in, this is Preserve Jams. It's Anna. This is going to be the best hour of your life. I've got two wonderful co-hosts with me tonight.
Oh, first we were guests, now we're co-hosts. We've been promoted.
You've been promoted.
We're evolving. You were Charmander, now you're Charizard.
Oh, we just went straight. We skipped the middle one.
Well, yeah. There's guests, regulars, co-hosts.
Oh, I see.
I just promoted you two steps.
That's crazy.
I'm here every week and he's here one time and he's been here
this
before.
This is my second time. This is my second time. I'm a veteran.
Yeah. No, Jess is already my co-host. We already knew that. Vib.
I have their shirt.
You're on the rocks.
Just saying.
I'm an emotional co-host.
She's needy. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Shout out to all my homies far and wide.
You know who performed at the Wang Theater the other day? John Legend.
Your mom? Oh.
I can't believe Vib's mom is John Legend.
I learn new stuff every day.
Yeah.
My mom's amazing.
Like, what if your parents sat you down and were like, Vib, you're adopted and your birth mother is John Legend.
You know,
that'd be pretty great.
That would explain all my talent, honestly.
You're a very talented boy. Thanks. I get it. You know,
come straight from
that
John
would mean
Legend.
Chrissy Teigen is your mom.
Not necessarily.
I guess not necessarily.
I thought John Legend was my mom.
Right. Yeah. Oh, then, I mean, you could have two moms.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Modern family is biology to make this joke happen. 20.
You have a voice here in 2018.
Narratives.
Anyway, this is a song called 66 by Rozzy that's almost over because we've been talking the whole time.
You did this.
Oh, yeah, I can't forget you. careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in. But keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just wanna pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? Oh, all in the palm of my hand. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance. Your knees just wanna break. Your eyes keep me all in a trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance.
I remember being tumbled around and not being able to get to the surface where the air was, and looking down and seeing my body spinning around in the whitewater.
Anderson .Paak just came out with a new album. That's from his album Malibu.
Which is not the new album.
Which is not the new album that just came out, but the new album is equally fantastic. I would really like us to go around and just say, what was the best and the worst thing about Thanksgiving? Because we're getting back from that break, all a couple pounds heavier. I'd like to know, what was like an awkward family moment? What was like the best thing you ate? Just tell me about it. Let's start with Vib, okay. Who's my boyfriend, mom.
Hi, Anna's mom. Anyway.
It's Mary Lou to you.
Mary Lou.
It's Mary Lou. Big Lou.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Hi, ML.
So, food-wise, best thing I ate. There's this pasta place that's like 15 minutes away from where I live. And every single time I go home for break, my high school friends and I will go to this place called Paul's Pasta. It's like right on the waterfront.
Do you know Paul personally?
I have to say I do not, unfortunately.
Well, then what's the point?
What's the point if you don't know Paul personally for pasta? I aspire to meet him one day. Hopefully Paul's if I go personally. Enough times, maybe I can meet him. But so there's this breaded chicken Alfredo, fettuccine Alfredo, absolutely incredible. I always get the large, two chicken breasts, lots and lots of pasta.
Boobs.
PG. and yeah, so leftovers, it's great. Worst thing though, so me and my high school friends, we went out in the town for the first time since we like.
And tell us where you're from, Vim.
I'm from East Lyme, Connecticut. A little quaint town right on the shore, southeastern Connecticut. So my high school friends and I went out into town for the first time. Awkward thing was that we went to this one place, saw everyone from my high school. And the thing is, they all are still friends with each other because they all go to UConn. But the rest of us, we're just like the odd people out.
You're also all friends with each other.
No, we're friends. So like I have a group of like 10-ish people, but these, we saw literally everyone.
And you weren't invited? Is that what you're telling us?
Well, we just showed up.
But you weren't invited.
We weren't invited.
That for you, the outsider gang is still 10 people big.
Well,
like the misfit clique is still like an established clique.
Well, there were like two main ones
in high school, but that's the 10 of you and everyone.
I digress.
Keep in mind that Vib and his 9 other friends were not invited.
They were hashtag nerds.
Unpopular. Anyway, all these people go to UConn, also friends of each other. We show up, make an awkward eye contact with these people all night, not saying hi.
We didn't say hi
until like 2 hours later.
I know you would have said hi until two hours later
when then we were saying hi, and then the conversations were like, hi, how are you? All right, bye, never see you again. So super awkward, never doing that again. But yeah, worst part of break. Most interesting part, at least. Anyway.
That was an in-depth sociological analysis of Vib's high school 4 years later.
The south, what's your town called?
East
Lyme High School reunion, class of 2015, at the, what's the name of the club?
The name of the bar? The place is called the Black Sheep.
The Black Sheep. So were you perhaps the Black Sheep?
Maybe the real Black Sheep were the friends that Vib didn't make along the way.
Let's go to Jess
with the weather. Let's see. I can't even think of a specifically bad part of break other than the fact that I think my mom and I tried to see a movie. Oh, want to hear a really sad? This is a tragic story of break. This isn't even mine, but like there was a night I was out, the only night I was out over break, and I get back and ask my parents other night.
So Jess is cooler than Vim.
I went
Let
out
the record
one,
show.
No, no, no.
One time.
These aren't even high school friends. These are camp friends, which is how removed I am from my high school friends. But I got back home, asked my parents how the night was. My dad was like, oh, we got tickets to go see Wreck-It Ralph 2 with my mom and my younger brother. And it's the kind where you have to reserve the seats you sit in at the movie theater. So they get there.
Are they the seats that recline?
Yes. So they get there, like my mom is a movie freak where like not even like so such like a cinephile. She just like always wants to go to the movies when I'm home and constantly asks me. So she was finally going to the movies and they get to their seats and some guy comes up and is like, you're in my seats. And they were like, no, these are our seats. And then the guy like stomps away in a huff. And then like another 10 minutes later, they look at their tickets again and realize they had bought tickets for the next night. in those seats. Like, my parents had bought the wrong day of tickets. So then they left and, like, went and told the manager that they, and, like, they had was to leave, like, the movie, like, 20 minutes in.
Was there no one
in
to check their tickets when they went in?
I, like, don't know. I don't know how this
is
happened.
Is there no bureaucracy at the movie theater
at the AMC
anymore?
Lowe's? I don't know. But they had to leave the movie. Like, imagine going all the way to the movie theater, sitting down, getting the popcorn, getting the ices and everything, only to be, like...
Like, why not just stay
at
this
Why didn't
point?
They just stay?
Like, they even, like, turned this guy away. Like,
well, the movie was, like, full, so that guy probably, like, they felt bad, I guess. Because, like, it's Wreck-It Ralph 2. Like, it's not, like...
No, but,
was,
like, at that point, they're already settled in, you know? Like,
listen, I didn't ask a lot of questions. I heard this story at 12:40 p.m. on a Friday night. A.M. Damn.
Yes.
Imagine if I heard it at noon.
Noon on a Friday night.
Best part was I saw friends I haven't seen in like 2 years, which was really lovely.
Grand.
And we've already been talking a long time, so that's all I'll say.
Jess made friends. Or kept her friends.
I kept friends.
Jess kept friends in a remarkable twist of fate. For me, I...
Did anyone ask? Anna, yeah, what were your highlights and lowlights of break?
Stop and wait a sec. When you look at me like that, my darling, what? would shine, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing, to have loved and I've lost. That's not what I see, so look what I got, look what you taught me.
So I think we can all agree wholeheartedly that Thank You Next is officially the bop of the semester, perhaps even the bop of the year.
It's the bop of the decade,
maybe,
man.
The decade.
Ari has just been killing.
Ari has been killing it.
Have you seen the promo for the Thank You Next music video?
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Who was talking to me about
that?
That's what I wanted to talk about.
I showed it to Anna before we got here.
I think you guys were talking about it yesterday at the... when you were at Campus Center.
I might have been. I might have been talking about the video, but the trailer just came out today.
Oh, the trailer came out
today. It's so good. Yeah, the trailer came out. And you know how in the beginning of Mean Girls, they're like, I saw Regina George wearing flip-flops and army pants, and so I bought flip-flops and army pants.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's like that, except like all stuff about Ariana.
That's crazy.
And it's amazing. So basically, for those who are not in the know, aka mom,
shout out to Mary Lou.
Just so you know, Ariana Grande, who's the queen of our generation, has there's like a big music video that's coming out for Thank You Next, which is the song I just played.
Because she and her ex-fiancé, Pete Davidson, broke up after their three-month engagement.
Pete Davidson of SNL.
Of SNL fame.
And her previous ex, Mac Miller.
Passed away of an overdose in September. Mm-hmm. And then she's also dated other people who she also mentions in the song.
Correct.
And it's just about loving herself and growing.
She's loving herself and she's growing. And I feel like that's applicable to all of our lives.
It's a gratitude breakup song.
It definitely is a gratitude breakup song. It's like, thank you for everything that you've taught me.
But I'm done.
But I'm out of here because let's say it together, ladies. Men are snakes and the world is a nightmare. So
I want to bring attention to one point of the song though.
Actually, men are not
actually, she says, I'm so bleeping grateful for my ex. She says, like,
thank you
only,
for not swearing.
Yeah, of course. Only one ex. She doesn't say, like, exes. So, like, is that like a, am I reading into that too much?
I think so. I think it's just okay. My ex, like the people who have held, who hold that title of my ex.
Yeah, I think it's like in general. You know?
Like if you could be talking about like one, I don't know. I think, I mean, also
someone
crimes.
Brought that up to me and I was like, I'm gonna ask more people about that.
Like, which one do you think she's grateful for?
Right, exactly.
So, I think she's grateful for all of them.
I think she's
different
grateful
reasons.
For all
they
of them.
Taught her
I just
different
wanted
things.
To see other
one taught her
beliefs.
Love, one taught her patience, one taught her pain. Come on.
And now she's amazing.
Now. She's amazing.
She's so amazing.
She is. But anyways, a music video is coming out and it's basically playing on all of like the great teen movies of our generation. So think Mean Girls, think Clueless.
No,
think
it's not Clueless, I don't think.
It's not Clueless?
It's Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde,
Mean Girls, Bring It On.
Bring It On.
I don't think it's Clueless.
I thought you mentioned Clueless.
I want to say it's Clueless.
Maybe.
But pretty sure you did.
Maybe I mean, I also am wrong a lot, so who's to say? Let me look.
Ariana.
Well, Jess figures this out.
Wait.
Here's a song.
Ariana.
Shh.
I try to forget. I try to forget. The things that you did. The words that you said. Think I am when you tell a lie. Who do you think I am? Somewhere in your head, you thought it'd be alright. But who do you think I am? So I guess I tried too hard just to make this all so easy. Then you go and take for granted the love that I give so freely. Just because I treat you miss me in the night, breathing by your side. Well, baby, I'm sleeping fine. Boy, you didn't try hard enough, didn't fight hard enough to keep this. Baby, turns out the strength of our love couldn't beat your weakness. Just because I treat you like no one, don't mean that you can treat.
you been around, yeah. I have read about you. I won't go that way, even if I try. I will look to escape, even if I hide. Yeah, 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 yeah. Even when I pull you around, I can't be patient. And I think you're harder than what I would say. Am I gonna teach me right if I won't trade? And I think that beats me right, what would you say? Even if it's cut so long, I will never let you paper thin out. Even if it with a court order, I will never let you bail me out. I have really never ran so strong, I have only ever ran me down. I have only just noticed that it was already written out. I love you more, better when the sun is down. Shouting well right in my face. No reaction called me anything but my name. I have no regrets, now tell me the same. Fuck being cold, I just don't play that game. How the way they aiming now, part of my reason for bailing now. Buying to the fish for gazy how. Even though you really hate this sound, I have only ever ran so strong, you would never really run me out. I have only ever known this, cause it was already written out.
So, I'm about to read the most dramatic PSA y'all have ever heard. Okay. Tired of airplane noise? Call Massport Noise Complaint Line 617-561-3333 or online www.bostonwestfairskies.org/noise-complaints.html. Please help stop this abuse. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhoods, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute. Negative consequences include air pollution, noise pollution, sleep deprivation, high blood pressure, delayed patient recovery, and animal distress. Make our skies fair for all. Join Boston West Fair Skies today. Again, www.bostonwestfairskies.org. Check our website for our next meeting. This has been a PSA from 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about air and noise pollution? Or yeah. Just noise pollution, but it's in the air.
Yeah.
I super identify with that animal distress.
Animal distress, yeah.
I also identify with animal distress.
Maybe that's what killed Matilda. Maybe it was the noise pollution and not that we fed her once every like 4 days.
Poor Matilda. Rest in peace.
She did fine.
She lived for a very long time. Matilda is our beta fish.
Was.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Matilda. Maybe she haunts us now.
Maybe Ronnie ate her.
Maybe.
Okay. On that breathy note.
Wait, I don't want to play this song.
Baby, I don't know what I'm gonna do with you. We found your little nose. Should've had a talk with you. Cause you've been on my mind. I know I was out of line telling Dad I'm giving up on you. On the phone, but I can't get through to you. I bought a ticket home. Now I'm dreading seeing you. You give me no choice with your selfish attitude. You'll be pleasant if it suits your mood.
Trust. I should've never let it between us. Now I'm lonely. I'm so lonely and it's killing me, cause I can't feel a thing no more. I don't know what you take me for. Love don't feel the same no more. I did this to myself. Now I'm lonely. I feel lonely. I'm so lonely and it's killing me, girl. Undone. Ooh, girl, I've been looking for a reason. I finally found myself now. I'm alone. I tried love from afar. From afar. Maybe I care too much. Am I not there enough for you? Like I would lose it all for you. For you. Nobody else. Nobody else. I'm getting tired of the lonely nights. And I'm not used to all the flashing lights. In time, I realize you were the only one that I could trust. I should have never let it between us. Now I'm lonely. I'm so lonely and it's killing me, cause I can't feel a thing no more. I don't know what you take me for. Love don't feel the same no more. I did this to myself. Now I'm lonely.
Oh boy, quick little shout out to our very best buddy Cody down in Cochabamba, Bolivia.
We love you, Cody.
Cody, I love
we
you.
Love you. Cody. We miss you.
So
come,
much.
Back
come back
so soon.
Although we are so happy
Cody.
For you.
Te amo, Cody. Cody said he's coming back December 15th. So mark your calendars. Mark your calendars. We love you.
It's our early decision
much.
Present.
Early decision present. Cody comes home.
Cody comes
Cody
home.
Comes home.
Welcome back, Cody.
Here's a request. Pretty Pimpin' by Kurt Vile.
Then I laughed and I said, oh, silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to brush some stranger's teeth, but they were my teeth, and I was weightless, just quivering like some leaf come in the window of a restroom. I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, but it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? All he ever wanted was to be someone in life. It was just like, all I want is to just have fun. Live my life like a son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away, but still mean what I say. Then I woke up one morning, didn't recognize the man in the mirror. Then I laughed and I said, oh silly me, that's just me. Then I proceeded to not comb some stranger's hair. Never was my style. Tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean. Cause it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? But he was sporting all my clothes, I gotta say, pretty pimpin'. your face.
Was a song requested by the one, the only, Cody Eaton.
All the way from Bolivia.
All the way from Bolivia.
Cochabamba, Bolivia.
Cochabamba, baby.
Hola, Cody.
Here is, yes,
hola.
Here is our last song of the night. Don't miss us too much. Tune in next week for another iteration of the world's greatest radio show. This is Preserve Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
That's Erna. I'm Jess.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Here I go again.